What is your name? Hi there. You're welcome once again to the Wale Okilola podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. And for those that have subscribed and followed me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Player.fm, and other podcast platforms, thank you so much. Special appreciation to everyone who have been sharing this podcast. God bless you. I appreciate you. You're welcome on board once again today. Don't forget that this podcast is available on all podcast platforms, especially on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Player.fm, and all other podcast platforms. Please follow me on Spotify if you have not followed me, and if you have not subscribed on Apple Podcast. If you are listening on Apple Podcast, please hit the subscribe button, and please rate this show. If you rate it, it gives it the opportunity to be seen by a larger audience. So please press the rate button and give this podcast 5-star rating. God bless you. We are about to have another wonderful time today. Please stay tuned. I'll be right back. Happy new month, everyone. This is the 8th month of the year. May the good hand of the Lord be upon you. May it manifest in your family, finances, business, health, career, academics, in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord signifies the presence of God in your life. The presence of God guarantees the power of God. And the power of God is what makes things happen. God says, I will go before you and make the crooked path straight. I will fill up every valley and level every mountain. This is so that you can have a smooth journey. It takes the power of God to make this happen. May every crooked path be straightened for you. May all valleys be filled and all mountains leveled. In the name of Jesus. The hand of God is the hand of favor. This was what Nehemiah was saying in Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 8. He calls it the good hand of God. It causes people to walk in your favor. It causes your requests to be granted. Nehemiah said, and the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. The hand of God endears people towards you. It makes you find a way out easily. It makes you find a way out easily. It is the good hand of the Lord, or like some other versions call it, the gracious hand of God, that causes the favor of God to be upon the life of a man. May the gracious hand of God rest upon you today. May you find favor with God and with men. The hand of God is so great. It can stretch far into the past and rearrange things. It can work in the present and also has the capacity to stretch further into the future to arrange things and put them in place. It can go ahead of you into the future to meet the men that will be instrumental to your lifting and prepare their hearts in your favor even before you meet them at all. The hand of God protects. The hand of God is a shield from every harm that may come your way. The hand of God can go into the past and correct the things that are affecting the present and may affect the future. The hand of God can go into the future to take away whatever can cause harm when you get there. May the hand of God go into your past and rearrange things in your favor. May the hand of God work for your favor right now at this present day. And may the hand of the Lord also stretch further into your future to arrange things and put them in place. May the hand of the Lord go into your future and prepare the hearts of men in your favor. Throughout this month, may the men you meet be touched by the hand of the Lord, even before you meet them. May they all work for your favor. Those who are supposed to assist you and help your vision, may their hearts be touched by the hand of God to favor you, just like Nehemiah was favored by the king because of the good hand of the Lord, which enabled him to fulfill his vision of building the wall of Jerusalem. May you also find favor with men that will be instrumental to your lifting, that will be instrumental to the fulfillment of your purposes and your vision and your dreams in the name of Jesus. May the hand of the Lord shield you from every evil today and even the remaining days of this month, because the hand of the Lord has the ability to shield you even from future harms. May the hand of the Lord go before you in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord gives speed. It gives acceleration. It gives ease. What should have taken a long time, when the hand of the Lord comes upon a man, it gives the man the ability to accomplish them in the shortest possible time. Like he did for Elijah. The hand of the Lord came upon him, and while running on foot, he outran a chariot. May the hand of the Lord come upon you to give you speed. May the hand of the Lord gather all the blessings that should have been yours from the beginning of this year. Gather it from the past, even into now. And even the ones that are still supposed to come, may it bring it closer, bring it to you quickly. May the hand of the Lord give you speed. May the hand of the Lord give you ease of accomplishment. The hand of the Lord gives ease of accomplishment. Just like the children of Israel, the Bible says that they did not get the land because they knew how to fight. But it was the hand of the Lord that gave it to them. The hand of the Lord helped them overcome their enemies and helped them possess the land that God was to give them, even without them having to do much. May the hand of the Lord grant you ease of accomplishment. May the hand of the Lord put an end to struggle in your life, the struggles you have had from the beginning of this year, may you forget them. May the hand of the Lord bring ease into your life. The hand of God, the gracious hand of God, may it be your portion today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. This is my desire that today, this month, and the rest of this year, and the rest of your life, the good hand of the Lord will be upon you, so that you will be empowered and so that you will be favored. I believe that you've been blessed by this episode. If it has blessed you, please share with your friends, like, and also subscribe. I want to also encourage you to please support this podcast. How you can support it is on the description. Please, whatever token you can give will go a long way in supporting us and supporting this podcast. Thank you for listening once again. My name is Wale Okilola. You can reach me via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. And follow me, please. Please follow me on all my social media platforms, Wale Okilola on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Threads. Till I come your way again next week, God bless you.